America weekend.
Welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge.
I'm Christina Staffo.
Our next guest is back for season two of Grace and Frankie, which is available now on Netflix. She plays Mallory Hansen. She is Brooklyn Decker. Brooklyn, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you both for having me.
It's great to have you on. Jane Fonda plays Grace. Lily Tomlin plays Frankie. We're talking about serious Hollywood royalty here. It's a pretty good way to build a show.
Yeah, I'd say so. Not to mention Martin Sheen and Sam Waterston.
That's right.
I mean, that pretty much rounds it out. It's you know, it's funny when they send me this show to audition for, they couldn't send a script to me. And typically, when you go on an audition, you read the script so you know if you like it.
Right.
And they just told me these four people were attached, and I'm like, I don't need to see a thing. You don't have to tell me what it's about. You don't have to tell me who I'm playing.
I'm in.
I will clean the floors on this show. I am going to audition for this thing. They're incredible. They really are.
It's like going to like the Acting Hall of Fame. You know, it's like it's the Cooperstown of Hollywood. It's amazing, and it must be so incredible to be able to work with a cast like this on a day-to-day basis.
It is. You know, as an actor, you're supposed to, like, play it cool when you're on set. You know, you're
right.
Supposed to be like, oh, we're all peers, we're all coworkers, and you're never supposed to be starstruck. It's pretty unprofessional. I am the most unprofessional person every day because I am so starstruck by them. We are shooting our third season. So, you know, we've been together almost 3 years now. And still to this day, every time we work together, I am in awe of these people, of these actors. They're such a joy to watch. And it's really like you find yourself just staring at them in a scene because they're really, really magnificent. You're right. It's like an acting master class. It's incredible.
And the show is kind of interesting. You know, these women whose lives are turned upside down, their husbands announce they're gay and they're leaving the women for each other.
Mm-hmm.
That's a pretty crazy plot twist right there for a show.
Yes. That's how the show starts. The first scene of the series, you have, you know, these two families who are lifelong friends, and the men announce to the wives that they're leaving them for each other because they've been in a gay relationship for the last 20 years. And then the family is sort of left to pick up the pieces, which, you know, hilarity ensues. But we also deal with a lot of heavy material because, I mean, can you imagine? I certainly can't. And and it's a really fresh, interesting, kind of curious, you know, subject for a show. And I think they tackle it in a really good way.
And the show is seen on Netflix, and Netflix has introduced an entire new way to watch any kind of a television program, binge watching. People don't watch episode by episode. They'll sit and like it's a rainy day and they'll watch an entire season of a series. And that's amazing how that's done. And it's got to create different waves of reaction to the show. And it's a neat way to be able to kind of just dig right into a program and be able to enjoy the whole thing at one time.
It is. And what's so, you know, the only bad thing I will say about it is, mm-hmm. I don't know about you guys, but I'll binge watch a series and I'll finish it in, 2 or 3 days, 13 episodes, whatever it may be, and then you have to wait an entire year.
That's
to get
true.
The next
right.
season.
That is true.
Part.
And it's like you're heartbroken.
Yes, you're like, no, it's over.
Right.
And it's hard because, you know, a network series, for example, you would have, you know, 13 episodes would air over, you know, 13 to 16, 17 weeks.
Sure.
So you would at least just have to wait, you know, 6 months or so for the next series to come out. So that's the one bad thing. And I am so guilty of falling into just a deep Netflix hole of just, like, I won't come out for days.
It's
and all
true.
Of a sudden, open a curtain, you know, and you're like,
you don't know what day it is.
Yeah.
No, exactly.
I've been watching Grace and Frankie for the last 4 days. Is this Tuesday? Is it Thursday? I don't know anymore. You know.
Yes, I don't know.
No.
I haven't shown up for work. Where am I?
See,
I have
that's
my dog
not good.
On the bed. You know.
It's true.
So here's a good thing. If you get fired for any reason, just blame Netflix. It's like the automatic get out of jail free card. Yes.
Exactly, and I'm being a good patron. I'm being a good supporter of my company
because
you're
see that?
Right.
Brooklyn
very
gets it. Very good.
And Brooklyn, I just have to tell you, Ed came to work this morning with a smile on his face, and you know, and I was like, oh, you know, have you seen the other work that Brooklyn has done? And he was like,
yes,
oh yes.
You know, when supermodels come on the show, it brings a big smile to my face. Don't know why. But it does. I mean, you have been, you have like these two tracks to your career.
Right.
So you're a successful actress. You've been this incredibly successful model. I mean, everything. Teen Vogue, Cosmo, FHM, Glamour, Sports Illustrated, the cover on the swimsuit issue. What's more difficult, being a model or being an actress?
That's a really interesting question because, you know, I would say difficult as far as labor, you're definitely doing more work with acting because you're studying, you're constantly trying to evolve, you're constantly working on new material and you're memorizing information and, you know, there's a lot to it. Whereas modeling, it's kind of a day-to-day thing. I will say, I think from like an emotional standpoint, I think modeling is more difficult. And this is why you, and they're similar, but in most professions, right, you teach someone if they work hard enough, if they're professional enough, if they, basically, if they just put in the work ethic, they're going to see success. With modeling, there's no rhyme or reason to it. Either you're trendy or you're not. Either people want your height or they don't. And so that was so, when I was modeling, that was so incredibly frustrating to know that, like, you didn't get a job because, you know, you're just not, you know, in season this month or whatever it may be. And you look at acting and there's still some of that there. But at least, like, you can say, oh, I bombed that audition. That's totally my fault. I didn't book that job, you know?
Yeah.
And if you go in and, like, give a good audition and you don't get the job, you at least feel good that you kind of left it all out on the field, you know? Like, there's some satisfaction knowing that you worked hard on something, and even if you didn't get it, you know, you were sort of, you know, just strong in the effort, and that doesn't exist for modeling. So I would say, you know, the modeling side of things it's a really, really harsh and difficult industry, and frankly, I don't really recommend it to anyone to enter because it's just cutthroat. It really is.
Can you think back on your modeling career and pinpoint one instance that you were just like, okay, why am I doing this to myself? Was it like a bad situation?
Yes, several.
Okay. Several.
Yeah, I mean, here's the thing. I look at someone like Sports Illustrated who has always supported their models and always has, you know, they've always done profiles on the girls and they've always, you know, given them video content on their website, and they really want you to have a platform. They give you a voice. They really give you a voice, and very few people did that for so many years. So, you know, I look at someone like Sports Illustrated and they're the reason that I have an acting career. They're the reason that I, you know, the doors were even open for me years ago when I started auditioning. So, in a lot of ways, it brought me so much. But, you know, I remember one shoot showing up and, you know, I was this like very all-American sort of athletic body type, and they duct taped my chest down.
What?
They duct taped me down. They tried to duct tape my legs because they wanted them to be smaller. And eventually they fired me.
At
the shoot.
Terrible.
And I was probably 17, 18 years old. And like when you're 18 years old and that's happening to you, it's really difficult to kind of, I mean, it's difficult for any age, but at that age especially, you're kind of like, wait, why am I not good enough? And so that really, you know, messes with you. And I just remember thinking like, this is not okay. No, and no business can they treat people like this. It has to be okay.
Let's talk about one thing that is okay. You were named one of the 100 hottest women of all time by Men's Health. That has to be, I mean, I would have that plaque.
I didn't know that.
Over my bed.
One of the 100 hottest women of all time. Boy, that's a real career killer, is it not?
That's crazy.
Yes.
I didn't know that.
Breaking news.
Men's Health. Thank you. Look at that.
See that?
That's a lot to live up to. I feel like now I'm going to have to wear makeup when I leave the house.
All right.
That's a little upsetting.
Make sure the hair's done.
The bar has been set too high. Yeah.
But you got to stay within that
really
100.
Really set the bar high for me, guys.
There you go. One last question.
That's funny.
And we've got to ask this because you have one of the coolest first names we've ever had for any guest on this show. Where did the name Brooklyn come from?
Guys, it's so uncool. My mom's best friend had a horse named Brooke, and she just liked the name. So as a joke, my dad was like, let's name her Brooklyn. And it stuck.
It's a really cool name.
Well, I like it.
See?
Thank you.
Christina's from Brooklyn. Her parents didn't have the same idea. I'm thinking maybe your parents just maybe lived in Brooklyn. I'm thinking, at least for your sake, maybe it's good they didn't live in Staten Island or anything like that. But still, I mean, what a cool name. Well, it is.
Yeah, thank you.
Yes, and we broke news here today, which is really the best thing. Now Brooklyn she is one of the 100 hottest women of all time, thanks to Men's Health. Well, season 2 of Grace and Frankie, available now on Netflix. Brooklyn Decker, thank you so much for joining us here on America Weekend.
Thank you both. I appreciate it.
Thanks. Take
care.
All right. Bye-bye. Wow. We broke news.
I got to tell you something.
What?
You were extremely flustered this whole interview.
I was. Why?
You were. I don't know.
Because I'm picturing what she looks like.
Right now, that in the year and a half that you and I have been working together,
yes.
I have never seen you flustered like this
because she is
during
one of the
an interview.
100 hottest women
ever
of all time. You've seen this woman's pictures. My God.
I'm just saying,
I will never look at a roll of duct tape the same way again.
That was actually a pretty awful story.
That was an awful story, but you know, it proves you can do anything with duct tape. And I mean anything. And I'll never drive through Brooklyn without thinking about this interview or the lovely Ms. Decker ever again.
Your life has changed forever.
Yes. You know what, Andy?
Amazing.
I am a good host. I do all kinds of research for all these interviews. And for all of the hours of stuff I have to plod through, for boring stuff or reading books or whatever, this was a joy to prepare for this interview. Let me tell you that. My God.
Uh-huh.
So we had Brooklyn Decker. We had Hannah Davis.
That's right.
We have had two Sports Illustrated swimsuit
right.
cover models on this show.
You were very happy for the Hannah Davis one, too.
Oh, and I was very happy for this, too. And see, it came through. I'm not just happy, I'm ebullient today. But you noticed I was flustered because I'm picturing what this woman looks like on the other side of the phone connection. I can dream, can't I?
Uh-huh.
Wow.
Keep dreaming.
I will, because it keeps me going. Stay with us. More to come. I'm Ed Kalenge.
I'm Christina Stoppo.
And this is America Weekend from the Envision Radio Network.
America Weekend.
Think green. Harris with you. Did you know that Teflon-coated and other non-stick cookware are believed to be toxic to humans? The Environmental Working Group found that in the 2 to 5 minutes that Teflon pans are heated on a stove, the coating breaks apart and releases at least 6 toxic gases, including 2 carcinogens. The lungs of exposed birds have been known to hemorrhage and fill up with fluid, leading to suffocation, according to Natural News. For us, it's called polymer fume fever and is said to be a temporary flu-like symptom. Additionally, when Teflon pans get scratched during cooking, small amounts of Teflon and leached aluminum adhere to food and become ingested. So how serious is this? Well, in a 2006 Johns Hopkins Medical Center test, these chemicals were present in the umbilical cord blood of 99% of the 300 infants tested. From the Greeniverse.
Think Green with Harrison at GoHarrison.com.
Big Success in a Minute with George and Mary Lynn.
Stated simply, money only comes from 2 sources. First, you can trade time for money.
For many people, this is the only source of money. Unfortunately, they never get ahead.
And they will be destined to scrape by once they are unable to trade time for a paycheck.
Second, you can make money from your money. Instead of working for money, put money to work for you.
It's how most wealthy people got rich. How do you get started?
Understand this idea. What you make matters much less than what you keep. You can't always control your earnings. However, you are in full control of your spending.
The key to getting started on the road to riches is saving money month after month. It leads to big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
If you're adding precious metals to your portfolio, then call Augusta Precious Metals, a leader in gold and silver sales for over 40 years. Call Augusta now at 855-858-5805. 855-858-5805.